If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
How would you like to be introduced?
Bittu Sehgal, you are asking?
Yes, Bittu Sehgal.
All right. Well, you could introduce me as definitely the editor of Sanctuary Asia, a magazine that was started 40 years ago, and the founder of the Sanctuary Nature Foundation. That would be technically correct.
Okay.
But my real profession is to make sure that my generation doesn't f*** up yours, you know?
Okay. So. All right. I'm going to weave that into the introduction. Okay. I'm ready to go. Hi, everyone. I am Renita. I am the creator of Shadow Realm and the Arya Chronicles series. And I'm thrilled to be in conversation today with Bittu Sehgal. He is the editor of Sanctuary Magazine. It's India's, I think, prime environmental magazine that was started 40 years ago or somewhere near there. He is the founder of the Sanctuary Asia Foundation. But I think most of all, he is the one person I can think of, the one person in my life and in the lives of many others, who takes very seriously the responsibility of making sure that our generation and generations after that are not messed up by his. So what does that mean? Bittu, hi. It's great to talk to you today.
I'm delighted to be online with you, Renita, and that's a very serious business, you know, this business of my generation, not screwing things up for you guys. It's called intergenerational colonization, and that's a bad thing to do.
Oh my goodness, I can hear that song in my head, My Generation, and now I'm thinking of intergenerational colonization. What does that mean? And most specifically, I'm interested in understanding how that relates to the Wild Woods, which really is the setting of our story. The inspiration for the Wild Woods was actually the forests of ancient India. And I'd love to ask you how this idea of intergenerational colonization impacts the Wild Woods.
It all started with the Wild Woods. I mean, at the end of the day, when the Mughals came across to India, they didn't cut down all the forests. But when the Brits came to India, that was their only purpose, virtually. Half the timber, all the railway lines and everything else, they went deep into the Wild Woods and they made straight lines for the ports. And I'd say that the British Empire was built on the wood that came out of the woods of India. So if you're talking about colonization, that was only geographic colonization. And intergenerational colonization, it means that I'm not just taking your trees for today, But I'm taking your air, I'm taking your water, I'm taking your soil, I'm taking your climate, I'm taking it all, shoving it into a bank, turning it into a short-term profit, and then leaving you out in the ocean without a paddle or a lifeboat. That's what intergenerational colonization is, and it'll be found out, and there will be tribunals of the sort that you saw in Nuremberg. And this is about the ultimate crime on not just humanity, but on life on Earth.
My goodness, this just leads me to think of so many things that our character, our protagonist, Arya, faces in the Wild Woods. I mean, here he is, he finds vanars, he finds animals, he finds forest beings that he had only heard about and thought didn't exist. Whether they didn't exist because they went extinct or whether they didn't exist because he thought they were a figment of his imagination. I'd love to ask you about the ecosystems of the Wild Woods. What do we find there?
Oh, Lord, how do you begin? The ecosystems of the Wild Woods, they are so diverse that it would probably take 10,000 Bibles and 50,000 Gitas to explain what the Wild Woods are. Even 1 square meter of those wild woods are impossible to fully understand, even if you took all the brain power of all the Nobel laureates and all those wonderful Aristotles. They couldn't interpret 1 square meter of the wild woods and the interactions that exist between, you know, I mean, the fungi and it's the sun. Just look in that 1 square meter. Every leaf is a solar panel, the ultimate solar panel. Every leaf feeds people and every leaf is fed by people. Every time I breathe out, I feed the leaf with carbon dioxide. Every time it breathes out, it feeds me with oxygen and food. And I could go on forever, but I won't. But let me just put it to you like this. The wild woods are wonderful woods. You go in over there and you're home. You can buy a home in Regent Park. You can buy one on Fifth Avenue. That's not your home. Your home is nature in the wild woods. That's where you live.
So the forests of ancient India, what is it about them that makes them unique? Because like so much of what you've described could be forests anywhere, and they're beautiful forests all over the world. But this specific forest or these specific forests, what is it that makes them, the plants, the animals, the textures, the colors? What is it?
They gave birth to everything. They gave birth to art, to music, to dance, to philosophy, to religions, to everything, because they are so damn diverse. Mm. They are so diverse. And these ancient forests that you have in India, it's not just India. Every single forest is actually unique, but in India, if you go down, let's say, to Kanyakumari, or you go down somewhere to Nagarhole, or you go down somewhere to Peninsular India, the forests are different. You go westward, you hit the Western Ghats, those forests are, they're rainforests. You go onto an island and it's impossible. It's not possible for somebody to describe how utterly, absolutely fascinating and utterly diverse those forests are. Let me tell you, if you take a temperate forest, you're talking about 100, 200 species of trees and plants and stuff like this, you know. You go down here, you're talking about 100,000. Now, when you have so much diversity of plant life, you've got so much diversity of animal life, and that's why these wild woods that you're talking about in ancient India, they gave rise to a people who worshipped water. They worshipped the sun. They worshipped the moon. They worshipped the ground. When they had to even take something from the ground, they would apologize and say, I'm sorry, my mother, for hurting the skin of you, you know, but I need to eat. And it was an apology, and then it was accepted and it was giving. The wild woods of India are, according to me, the soul of this planet. The soul of this planet.
The soul of this planet. Chills.
Subscribe now to hear the full conversation between Shadow Realm creator Renita Hora and editor of Sanctuary Asia magazine, Bittu Sehgal.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.